You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is taking a different approach to managing a deadly illness in the state's deer population. DNR Secretary Designee Preston Cole tells WPR that the agency is going to focus more on research than on rulemaking in addressing chronic wasting disease.
We need to find out where it is, where it's heading, and do whatever it takes to slow it down.
Last year, former Governor Scott Walker's administration imposed emergency rules requiring more fences at deer farms and limits on the transport of deer carcasses. A legislative committee blocked that effort. CWD was first identified in Wisconsin 17 years ago. It has since been found in 56 of the state's 72 counties. Patrick Durkin is the president of the Wisconsin Outdoor Communicators Association. His columns appear weekly in the Wisconsin Outdoor News and 8 other newspapers in the state. He also writes nationally for Meat Eater Media and American Hunter Magazine. Pat, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob. Good to talk to you again.
Well, we've been talking about CWD. Pat, you've been following it for a whole bunch of years. What do you make of this approach now from the new administration in Wisconsin and how they're handling this?
I guess I'm overall disappointed because when Preston Cole says, you know, we need to be doing more research and we, he asks, you know, we need to find out where it is and where it's heading. And I think, well, we know where it is. We know pretty much where it's heading. And I guess we also even know how to slow it down. But I think in our state, we just really haven't had the determination to slow it down. It just, you know, when we did, we tried slowing it down, you know, 10, 12 years ago. The public, a lot of hunters opposed it. And the legislature basically forced the DNR to back off. And we've been in this kind of treading water mode now for over a decade. So I guess I was kind of, like I say, disappointed because I thought after all the talk of needing more science that we really would be seeing more of a scientific approach to the whole thing.
For people who haven't been following this story all along, Pat, how much is at stake with chronic wasting disease in the state's deer herd?
Well, I think it's as far as outdoor recreation, the one big one we have in the state that really generates millions of dollars in direct income and lots of corollary income, you know, into the, whether you're talking about deer processing and sausage making. You know, different estimates put white-tailed deer hunting in our state at over a $1 billion industry, and some estimates even go as high as double that. So we have a lot at stake here. People really kind of get to the point where they're not too eager to go out hunting deer because they're uncertain if the deer they shoot is carrying the disease. And right now there's areas of southwestern Wisconsin where over half the deer going past people are carrying that disease, and that isn't for deer. It's always fatal. There's no recovering from it.
Are there methods that were working here in Wisconsin or that have worked in other states that we are not currently using to stop the spread?
Yeah, the big one is basically really doing our best to lower the deer herd in those areas with a problem. And if you look back at how Wisconsin handled it first, you know, I think some of the wording initially was unfortunate. You know, DNR talked about trying to eradicate the deer herd itself, to eradicate the disease, and they kind of knew that would never happen. That it's very hard to eradicate an animal that hides, you know, in this case, white-tailed deer. But Illinois has been showing that if you go out there and really stay on top of the herd and shoot a lot of deer every year, and you might not see as many deer when you're hunting that way, but at least then you'll have deer to hunt for long term, and they'll always be there at a probably a huntable level. But we have not had the will and determination to make that kind of move.
Why not?
Personally, I think it's myself. I think it's a selfish live in the moment approach that too many people have taken. You know, they like to see deer when they're hunting. They think it's, you know, they convince themselves it's not really a problem. And for many years, you know, it looked like for a number of years that really wasn't a problem, that, you know, the deer disease in the state down at the 2% range. Well, now we have it in the 48 and 55% rate in some areas for the bucks in the population. So I think it really was this short-sighted, almost arrogant attitude that this is not the biggest, not the problem that the scientists are saying it was.
Talking to Patrick Durkin, he's been following chronic wasting disease in Wisconsin as an outdoor writer for closing in on 2 decades now, looking at the Evers administration approach to CWD. I mean, is there a productive way to spend research money? Are there questions that, could be answered, Pat, that, might help point the way to even better solutions?
Yeah, I think the one thing, Rob, that I guess I keep marveling at is here we are we're now heading into our 18th deer season with the disease. And we have things on the books right now or things we're trying to get a handle on, but we have not done that. And we have these rules like we shouldn't be moving deer around the state. And then and unless you take it to a certified taxidermist or a certified deer processor, well, we really even haven't even identified what constitutes who these people are and where to find them. And we have I think some of the better programs we're talking about right now are not coming from the DNR. They're not coming from the Department of Ag. They're coming from individual citizens who go out and they're putting dumpsters out in convenient places for people to dump their deer carcasses into deer bones after they're done butchering them, so you don't have these deer bones that are still carrying CWD prions and leave them out in the landscape. So here we're seeing some efforts being made that way, but again, it's being driven by private citizens, not so much by the DNR.
Let's talk about deer farms. I mentioned those emergency rules that would have required, I believe, a second fence, a double fence for deer farms to prevent farmed deer from coming into contact with wild deer. That got dropped. Can you talk about the role of deer farms and rules that have and haven't been there?
Well, you know, the deer farms, initially, people, you know, it's a tough one to really get your handle on, Rob, because how do you prove that they really were the ones that brought sick deer into the state and then had them escape or whatever it might be and get on the landscape? And I guess, you know, when you're 18 years down the road and you have now, in this past year, we found over 1,000 deer tested positive in voluntary testing. It's not yet mandatory testing, just voluntary testing. We found over 1,000 sick wild deer on the landscape. Yeah, that many sick deer running around the landscape, you think, well, I hope we'll do more to regulate the deer farms and the fences and do a better job monitoring them than we have been doing. But, man, we have so many wild deer right now running around out there that I think it's going to take more than just hammering on the deer farms. And there's a problem there. I'll never diminish that. But I think we have a bigger problem with this, how many wild deer are now out there because we've been so passive in our approach.
Now, the Joint Finance Committee, controlled by Republicans, approved $100,000 from hunters' fees to look into creating genetically modified white-tailed deer that would be resistant to CWD. I know at least one deer farm operator was hoping to see that. Did that end up making into the budget that Governor Evers signed?
Governor Evers, I was happy to see he vetoed that. And I guess I'm just not too keen on the idea of taking money that should be going to hunters to get their deer tested. Hunters provide this money to get their deer tested, and then we're going to turn around and give it to the private sector and never really know for certain if we're going to see any long-term benefit from that. And plus, if you can extend the life of a deer by a few months, you know, by making them more less susceptible to this disease, you know, basically all you're doing is letting a sick deer live a little bit longer to spread its CWD prions into the atmosphere and into the ground. So I guess I wasn't too, I did not like the idea one bit.
If the status quo stays as it is, Pat, we keep what we're doing, we add some research. I mean, where do you see CWD in Wisconsin in the next 4 years or so?
Well, you know, the one thing I should correct is, you know, we're always confused here about, you know, we use this term CWD affected. Well, right now we have, in our state, we have 26 counties that actually have CWD on the landscape. We have about another 7 or 8, 9, I think, that where we found CWD in these captive deer facilities. And then the rest of the counties in that 56 that are considered affected are basically counties nearby proven infected spots. So, you know, right now we have over half the state affected, but as far as the actual number of counties with CWD present, that's you know, 26 of us. But still, what's that, about a third of the state we know for sure we have CWD on the landscape.
And what do you watch for next? What would you like to see the DNR or state lawmakers or whoever takes the lead, what would you like to see them do to try to slow this down in the next year or two? Yeah.
See, I still think the first thing you should do is get a real good handle on making it convenient for people to dispose of their carcasses in a good, responsible way, without leaving these deer bones out in the landscape. Where, where it could just be spreading even more prions out there. I wish we get a handle on that and get dumpsters all over the state in convenient locations and do a lot more mandatory tests in areas where CWD is popping up. We're outside this area, like Adams County right now. They had tests last year that showed it's possible that we have an 8% infection rate already in parts of it, in one part of Adams County, and yet you don't really hear much effort being made in that area to get on top of that situation. So there's lots of little spots we could be doing a lot more aggressive work and a lot more, I think, just public attention on that right now isn't being focused out there.
Pat, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Great. Thanks, Rob.
That's Patrick Durkin, president of the Wisconsin Outdoor Communicators Association, a weekly columnist for several newspapers in the state. He joined us for a look at the state DNR's plan to invest in research instead of more rulemaking aimed at addressing chronic wasting disease in Wisconsin's deer herd. Is this an issue you're watching, that you're focusing on? Does it affect you maybe as a hunter or somebody involved in the business? Let us know what you think. Email ideas@wpr.org.